And the first Friday of any month, we roll out our First Friday Arts segment to talk about arts events in the coming weeks. Since this is the first Friday of the year, we're expanding the scope of First Friday just a bit. I mean, we'll certainly welcome calls and emails about your events coming up in the coming weeks. But here's a chance to describe a broader arc. Tell us about your favorite arts organization more generally, or talk about events you've got planned for later in the year. You got a big show planned for the spring, auditions in late winter for a summer show, a major hanging and a gallery in the fall. Talk about your organization and its plans on this first Friday Arts segment of the month. Charlotte Durnell, join me to read some of the items off of our list that have been submitted to the community calendar at ijpr.org. And again, you can join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, and by email, jx@jeffnet.org. First thing on my stack here is the Ashland Gallery Association First Friday Art Walk for tonight, January 3rd, from 5 to 8. You can stroll the galleries in downtown Ashland and the Historic Railroad District. You can pick up a gallery tour map at any one of the member galleries or at the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. It's a free community event filled with spectacular artwork, live music, refreshments, and conversation with other art enthusiasts. Most of the exhibits seen at the First Friday Art Walk in Ashland tonight will stay up through the month of January. You can find out more at ashlandgalleries.com, but that's First Friday Art Walk in Ashland.
And the Jefferson State Chorale Coalition presents 10 years running Best of the Best Jazz, Blues, Gospel, and Cool Yule. That has been rescheduled for this Saturday, January 4th. It's 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. They'll be performing Every Time I Feel the Spirit, When I Fall in Love, I've Got the Music in Me, and Hard-Hearted Hannah. All of that is being performed tomorrow, that Saturday, January 4th.
It's interesting that we're catching up on some of these things, too, because we featured the Jefferson State Choral Coalition concert in our December First Friday Art Segment, which also happened to be the December Friday of the big snowstorm that stalled just about everything for many days around the region. So that's why that concert was rescheduled to now. Let's take a phone call. We have Livia Janice from the Camelot Theater on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again, Livia. Livia, you there? Livia Janice? Well, all right. We'll see if Livia can come back on the line. She was going to tell us about the upcoming events at the Camelot Theaters. The numbers again, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 541-552-6782 in the Rogue Valley, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Also on stage tonight and tomorrow, January 3rd and 4th, and next weekend as well, at the Criterion Theater in Medford, Next Stage Repertory presents the Old Time Traveling Radio Show. That is Doug Warner and Gwen Overland in a musical that revisits the era of live radio variety shows, which, of course, hasn't quite stopped because we still have Garrison Keillor and A Prairie Home Companion, but that is a bit of an anachronism, as he himself has pointed out. So that's Gwen Overland and Doug Warner doing the Old Time Traveling Radio Show at the Criterion Theater in Medford, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and Friday and Saturday next weekend as well, I believe, at the Criterion Theater. We now do have Livia in Ashland back on the line for Camelot Theater. Hi, Livia. Livia?
Hello?
There we go.
Hi. I have a new phone. Obviously, I don't know how to use it.
But you sound great. That's the good thing.
Oh, good, good. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. We have a very busy January. We opened Rockin' Broadway, our junior company's tribute to rock musicals, last night. That runs through Sunday. Amazing performance with 17 students from the ages of 12 to 17. And the tickets are $12 and $7. Really a fun look back, everything from Hair to We Will Rock You. And then next week we open Spotlight on Loretta Lynn, a little biography and 24 songs. Featuring especially the ones she's most famous for, Coal Miner's Daughter, You're Looking at Country. But I'm doing Loretta, and I'm joined by Bob Jackson Miner on Conway Twitty duets, harmonica, and narration. And we're backed by a great country band. And then the end of the month, starting January 29th, we open Driving Miss Daisy, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play starring Shirley Patton. So it's a busy month for us.
Who gets to play the Hoke part in Driving Miss Daisy?
Hoke is played by Stephen Dominguez. Stephen has been acting with Camelot for the last 3 or 4 years. He's actually a Broadway actor who retired and runs a massage studio. So we have so much talent here in Ashland. We are so, in the Rogue Valley, we're so blessed.
You really, well, yeah, that's an amazing, he worked on Broadway, really?
Yeah, he did. He was in the Broadway production of A Few Good Men, and actually we used his voice when we did the production a few years ago for the same part, the young man who was killed. He's a wonderful actor, wonderful comedian, and actually a beautiful singer, too. I haven't gotten him in a musical yet. He's got something like four kids. Wow. You know, what's life when there's theater, right?
Right. All right, so Rockin' Broadway finishing up this weekend, Spotlight and Loretta Lynn coming, and then Driving Miss Daisy opening January 29th. But you've got a big season scheduled, and we did design this first Friday to talk about your whole year, and you got a big one, don't you?
Sure. We follow Driving Miss Daisy with The Producers, and then we go back to another Neil Simon's Pulitzer Prize-winning Lost in Yonkers. Then Pat O'Scannell will be doing Spotlight on Edith Piaf. And then this summer we're doing Les Miserables. Our students will be doing their conservatory production of Annie Get Your Gun by Irving Berlin. Then we have a country western musical called Pump Boys and Dinettes. Spotlight on Johnny Mercer. The Lion in Winter. I remember you doing it at Art Attack years ago.
Right.
But
it was, yeah.
John Matthews is going to be the Lion. Which I guess makes me winter. and then Gail Wilson will be doing Spotlight on Irving Berlin, and we close it with Fiddler. So it's a very, very big season for
wow,
us.
Wow, no kidding. How are you going to pull off Les Miserables in a local production?
Well, we have the first set of callbacks is this week. Our leads have been cast for a couple of months. But, you know, it's about the story, and we already have the set designer working on The Barricade, so I think it's going to be wonderful. We have so many wonderful people to choose from in that show. The cast already is, Jean Valjean is going to be David Gabriel, so we're really, really pleased with that.
Are you casting the net a little wider for productions at Camelot? I mean, are you taking in just
you know,
people
we have. We have general auditions every November mm-hmm. for the Valley. It's in both newspapers. It's on the website. It's every place I can get it up. We post it at the college. But if people don't audition, we don't know about them. We do all of our casting then from the files that we've accumulated over 12 years, plus the general auditions we've just had. I mean, if there are still people who we have missed who suddenly are going, oh, I didn't even know Camelot existed, they're welcome to go on the website and send me an email or a picture and resume. And if we think that they're right for something, we'll include them in callbacks. But we do generals every November.
And what's the web address that you mentioned?
It is CamelotTheater.org.
And theater spelled R-E?
Yes, it is.
CamelotTheater.org. All right. We'll make sure that's available to folks on Facebook as well. And for the coal miner's daughter, are you having to do the full Appalachian twang?
Yes, and there's a wonderful, Kathy Noah from the Tribune did the script, and there's a wonderful line at the end of Act 1 where her kids ask her, how come you sound like this is basic? So yes, I'll be twanging my way through. I did Patsy Cline about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's interesting comparing the way the two of them sing, and I'm having a blast. 24 really great tunes. And she was a really interesting woman because she wasn't, you know, oh, my man has left me. She wrote songs like, you ain't woman enough to take my man. So we're looking forward to having a really good time.
It does sound like a good time. Livia, always good to talk to you. Thanks for calling into the First Friday Arts segment.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
You bet. Livia Janisse is from the Camelot Theater and Talent, the artistic director. This is our First Friday Arts segment on The Exchange. Charlotte and I are reading off the list of events submitted to our community calendar. You can join the fun. Tell us about events coming up, not just for the coming weeks, but for all of 2014 at your arts organization. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the region, 541-552-6782 in the Rogue Valley, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org.
And welcome in the new year with the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers Association. The next public jam is Saturday, January 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Eagle Point Grange Hall. And again, that's the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers Jam that's coming up tomorrow. And members of Jefferson Baroque Orchestra with the violin soloist Wyatt True and Aaron Moffat present Vivaldi's Seasons. That's coming up January 5th from 3 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. That, again, is Jefferson Baroque Orchestra.
The Performing Arts Society monthly concert comes to Reading on January 10th at 7:30. This is the San Francisco Friction Quartet performing. This is sponsored by the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. Works will be performed by Debussy and Feigenbaum. Pianist Ian Scarf will join the string quartet for the Shostakovich Piano Quintet in G minor. The concerts are free with donations gratefully accepted. This is the Performing Arts Society monthly concert at Old City Hall in Reading on January 10th, that is next Friday, at 7:30 in the evening. On January 11th, Jennifer Barazan is in concert at the Unitarian Universalist Center in Ashland. Jennifer Barazan is said to be a unique blend of singer, songwriter, producer, and activist. Her 10 recordings reflect her lifelong involvement in environmental, women's, and other justice movements, as well as an interest in Buddhism and earth-based spirituality. She's a leading voice in the field of music and healing. Jennifer Barazan at the Unitarian Center in Ashland on 4th Street, January 11th. That is next Saturday at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And Liberty Arts presents Dialogues 2, a reunion of two exciting artists exploring space and form through different dimensions and palettes, drawings by William Warham and sculptures by Joseph Slusky. Opening reception at Liberty Arts Friday, January 10th from 5 to 7 p.m.
There's an opera and Broadway winter concert coming up in Wairika. That's an afternoon winter concert with sopranos Susan Vinnick and Rosalind Jones at St. Mark's Preservation Square in Wairika. Sunday, January 12th at 3 in the afternoon, the program will be comprised of opera arias from Manon, Pagliacci, The Pearl Fishers, duets from Così fan tutte, and other familiar soprano duets. Broadway, I want to say soprano. I guess that TV show got a hold of us. Broadway songs will include Moon River and duets from My Fair Lady and others. This is the Opera and Broadway Winter Concert provided by St. Mark's Preservation Square on Lane Street in Wairika on January 12th. That's a Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
And the Oak Song Music Society brings back to the North State acclaimed folk music singer John McCutcheon Friday, January 10th at the Pilgrim Church. Doors open at 7:15 and the concert's at 8 p.m. and tickets are $20 and are available at the Music Connection in Reading.
So still time to get in on this first Friday art segment of the year. We have expanded the scope a bit. We're talking about not just items coming up in the news in the arts world in January, but if you've got things you want to talk about coming up through the coming year, please give us a call at 800-838-3760. That number works anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And the final item I have in my hand is a January 15th event taking place in Reading. It's a benefit concert for Little Ripples preschools in Darfuri refugee camps. Genocide No More, Save Darfur, and the Sequoia Middle School Music Department sponsor a benefit concert for Little Ripples. Why is that so hard to say? Little Ripples preschools in Darfur refugee camps on Wednesday, January 15th at 7 in the McLaughlin Auditorium on Sequoia Street in Reading. So a benefit concert for Little Ripples preschools, which we presume then are actually helping out little kids get an education in refugee camps in Darfur in Sudan.
And I have one more over here. Criterion Performances presents the Golden Dragon Acrobats in Cirque Ziva at 7:30 p.m. Monday, January 13th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Athleticism, strength, and artistry combine in a feast for the senses. And tickets are available at criterion.org.
So January, not exactly the heaviest month for arts events, we noticed. And that's one of the reasons we expanded the scope just a bit to allow folks who wanted to call in to let us know about arts events coming up or just sort of generally let us know about your organization. This is the month, too, when, for example, some of the First Friday art walks that are usually held the rest of the year, like in Grants Pass, are not held in January, as we understand, because it's just kind of a slack month. It's amazing how much we try to cram into December, but as you've also heard, too, some of the events in January, like the Jefferson State Choral Coalition, are holdovers because they were postponed from their December performance dates because of the big snowstorm that hit on December 6th. So, real mixed bag of things coming up in the arts world in the month of January. And with no more calls, we'll just close our first Friday Arts segment. And thank you for listening to that.